It's September. What's happening in the natural world? Here are Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman, co-authors of the Colorado Nature Almanac.
Let's just walk up there and see if they're waking up. See in the top of this giant tree, you can see the big black birds sort of hunched over there as they're perched. They're probably 25 or 30 of them, if we count them. I think their wingspan is about 6 feet, and they stand about 2 feet tall. Almost as big as a turkey, but with a vulturous look to them.
We're watching what is probably the largest turkey vulture roost in Boulder County. It's west of University near College Avenue, right pretty much at the base of the foothills. There are about 30 big black birds sitting in the trees, and we're waiting for them to fly out on their daily foraging trips.
There goes one. They're just waiting for that air to warm up enough so they can soar off.
Right now, they're just sitting up there, waking up, kind of preening, moving around a bit. These are juveniles, and they usually leave the roost as air currents develop 1 to several hours after sunrise. And then they return 1 to 3 hours before sunset when the thermals subside. They use the columns of air to gain height with little effort and then glide gracefully across the sky using their strong sense of smell to find carcasses below. They also watch for other vultures circling around a dead animal. So if you see a few vultures together in the sky, you may soon see dozens.
These turkey vultures have been here all summer, so none of them are breeding. Turkey vultures don't reach breeding age till they're 5. When they do, they head up toward the mountains, and they become very difficult to find. Turkey vultures are now common in eastern Colorado because of all the highways and all the road-killed animals that they have to eat. But in 130 years, we've documented only 3 nests in Boulder County. Now, how could this be? Well, it turns out they have fantastic eyesight, and they typically nest in caves. And if they see a person within a mile or two of the nest, they just won't go there. And unlike eagles and falcons that bring prey back to the nest throughout the day, the adult vultures go off shortly after dawn, hunt all day, and then come back to the nest in the evening and regurgitate food to their young. Now, if you can imagine what a cave full of young turkey vultures eating regurgitated carrion smells like, you can begin to imagine why more nests have been discovered by people smelling them than by actually seeing them. But these young vultures up above us are living free and clear here in the light September air, and they'll be soaring off to Mexico in a few weeks to spend the winter.
Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman are co-authors of The Peterson Field Guide to the North American Prairie and Wild Boulder County.